Today's mailbag comes to us from Juliana from Facebook. I just want to say, Organize 365 has changed my life. I have struggled to get organized post-babies, and this company and its programs have finally helped me get my home to a place where I can comfortably host playdates without feeling like I'm scrambling to get my house in order. I love all their courses and programs, but if you can only afford to do one, start with the Sunday basket. It is absolutely hands down the best way to stay on top of all those to-dos running around in your head. I am a serious paper planner lover, and yet I struggled to find a way to keep track of all of the mail, actionable items, and my never-ending mental to-do list. No matter how many lists I made, how many brain dumps I did, and how many planners I have tried, I have always felt like I was missing things. Having everything go right in the Sunday basket and sitting down weekly to go through it has made the biggest difference to not only my organization, but also my peace of mind. Thank you, Lisa, and the whole Organize 365 team. You are doing amazing things. Thank you, Juliana. Do you have an Organize 365 success story? We would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at lisa@organize365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organize 365.
Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Maintenance. What does it mean to maintain something? You know, we talk about the cycle of getting organized as being decluttering, organizing, and then increasing productivity. But there is this idea that we need to do maintenance, or that maintenance might be the fourth step in your organizational journey. So I want to unpack that with you today. First of all, I looked up the definition of maintenance, and it's really, maintenance is the process of maintaining or preserving someone or something, or the state of being maintained. I hate when they use the actual word inside of the definition. How does that help us at all? So I was like, all right, what does it really mean to maintain something? What does it really mean, and what do we think it means? So let's start with what I think we think it means. So I think we think that if we can declutter, if we can organize, and we can increase productivity, we can have maintenance, as in we can spend 15 minutes a week and our life will stay organized perpetually into perpetuity. I don't think that is a realistic expectation. So when I really thought about, well, what would I equate that to? What do I maintain? What do I give regular maintenance to? And when I think about what I give regular maintenance to, I think about our heating and air conditioning system. I don't know why, but that's what I think about. So your heating and air conditioning system is supposed to be maintained twice a year. Like twice a year, you're supposed to have somebody come out and check the air conditioning unit, and then you're supposed to have somebody come out and check the heating unit. And you could tell by the way I say that I don't do that. So Greg's like, no, that's just a moneymaker for them. And some of you that are in this industry are like, oh my gosh, you're perpetuating the the falsehood. You should definitely have people come out. Okay, yeah, I agree. But if we just installed a brand new one last year, I don't understand why I have to spend hundreds of dollars this year. I'm pretty sure it's pretty good. So when I think about car maintenance, I definitely don't skimp on car maintenance because I buy my cars and I drive them for 10 years. So car maintenance would be an oil change. So I do get our oil changed. I do it every 5,000 miles and I buy the medium grade oil because that's what my car takes, whatever. So I do maintenance in my car in that I get the oil changed every 5,000 miles. When I could tell I need new windshield wipers, I get new windshield wipers. I fill up the gas tank as soon as the gas gets low. That's like maintenance in my car. Okay, so maintenance in your car, maintenance in your heating and air conditioning unit. Now, there are times in my life, because I'm 47, where I have taken my car in for maintenance, or we have called the HVAC people out here for maintenance or a service call, and it is not maintenance. It is you need new brakes, you need new tires, you need a new drivetrain thing. You need a new transmission. You need a new blower. You need a new whatever. We need to have work done on the car or the heating and air conditioning unit. And that is no longer called maintenance. It is then called a work order. And we get a quote, and it's going to cost usually hundreds or thousands of dollars in order to get this fixed. This is no longer a maintenance area. This is a fix-it problem. This is work. If we use that as our definition of maintenance, when we're thinking about our home and the cycle of organization, then when the house is out of order and we get started in this taking back our life, living a more proactive life and taking charge of the area around us, our home and our paper, when we are organizing our home through the 100-day program and you go through each space and you declutter and then you organize and then you go through the third and fourth time and you increase productivity, you do get to a phase of maintenance. So what does maintenance look like in the physical areas of your house? Well, I would say I'm living in maintenance for the most part in the physical areas of my house. And what that looks like is I don't do anything. It's kind of like the HVAC thing. Like in our house, pretty much, I don't do any organizing because everything is decluttered and organized and it's productive enough for our lives. Now, does that mean that I don't do laundry and dishes and clean the bathrooms? No, I definitely do those things. Those are cleaning related tasks. Those are not organization related tasks. So everything inside of your home is not an organization related task. Just having everything have a place to be put away at the end of the day and you put it away at the end of the day, that is organization. Cleaning dishes and laundry and all of your cleaning tasks, that's different. Okay, so we're not talking about that. We're just talking about the things inside of the 100-day program. If you did the 100-day program and you went through your clothes and your shoes and your dishes and your glasses and your kids' bedrooms and everything and you decluttered and then you organized and you increased productivity, then it should, in theory, stay organized. There are a couple of reasons why your house would not stay organized. Number one, if you live with children at all of any age, like they could be 25, I don't care, that still counts. If you have somebody that is a dependent living with you, they're like little chaos creators. They just walk through the house messing things up. But if you've been through the 100-day program three times, then for the most part, they're not unorganizing your laundry room, your storage room, your master bedroom, your master closet. They may be creating clutter in their own living areas and in your family shared spaces, but for the most part, the work that you've done in getting your home organized is maintaining. And so maintenance at that level is just walking around at the end of the day and putting things back where they go. Like you got it out, you need to put it away. That would be what I would consider maintenance. Now there are seasons, and now maybe one, you know, we're getting ready to go into summer. And there are stages of life where you're going to change how you use your house and you're going to need to start back again at the decluttering stage. So for example, I got new clothes a couple of weeks ago. And when I brought those new clothes home, I had to go through my closet. Like it's physically impossible. I think I got 15 pieces of clothing and a couple pairs of shoes. It wasn't like one shirt. So I had to figure out how was I going to fit this into my closet. Also, it was a changing of the season from winter into spring. I wear different clothes in the spring. There were a couple of clothes from winter that had been worn out that I wanted to get rid of. So I had to actually declutter my closet, reorganize it, and increase it for productivity going into spring. Now, I've been through the 100-day home organization program, I don't know, a bajillion times. For 7 years, I've done it three times. I mean, I've been through it a million times. So I took about 90 minutes and I did that whole process all at once. I would not consider that maintenance. I would say that I had to organize my closet. Like I had gotten new stuff. I had to assimilate it in and move some stuff out. Like I went through the whole cycle of decluttering, organizing, increasing productivity. Like I literally matched up my tops with my pants. I do not know why. Spring is the hardest time for me to figure out what tops and bottoms go together. So this time I put it in my closet as if they were granimals and I was three. So I literally could go in my closet and I grab like three hangers and it's a whole outfit. So I hung everything in my closet by outfit because spring in Ohio is like a week. It goes from freezing cold to super hot. So I have like these clothes that I wear for like literally, I wear them 10 times in the course of a couple of weeks when it's not either summer or winter weather. And I just grab them out like they're granimals all clumped together. And then sometime in June, I'll move into my full summer wardrobe. So maintenance is not being able to never have to do any organizing in your house. It just means that the areas that were already organized at the end of the day or the end of the week, you just put things stuff, you put stuff back where it belongs. That is the maintenance of your house once it's organized. If you have a new season, if you buy new stuff, if somebody else moves into your house, if you're going to move, you know, any of those things, then you actually go through the whole cycle again and you start all over. So what about those of you that have been in the 100-day program and are literally doing it for the 11th time? Yes, there are a couple of you doing it for the 11th time. Well, you probably don't need to organize hardly any of the spaces in the 100-day program. You've already done them. So what that looks like for me, and I'm going to be unpacking this later this summer, is I really haven't even done maintenance in my kitchen for about a year because, I don't know, we don't cook in there and all the stuff's the same. It's been functioning just fine. Like, every once in a while, I deep clean it, but I didn't really need to do anything. And recently, I went through and I realized, A, everything was expired, and B, when I got rid of everything that was expired, I created a whole brand new cabinet, and I haven't finished it yet, but it's something that's on my list to do. I am going to reorganize my kitchen. And the reason I'm going to reorganize my kitchen, I'm actually in the process of doing it right now with the 100-day program. I'm going through every single day of the 100-day program in the kitchen along with everybody in the group because I am moving out of the survival phase into the downsizing and legacy phase. You'd be like, what? You're only 47. Yeah, I know. And I still have a kid at home that I'm homeschooling her senior year of high school next year, but I feel like I'm already an empty nester. I mean, like, she moved to the basement. It's her apartment. I know she's got another year of high school, but my kids are kind of moving into their adult lives. Joey's in a trade school for entrepreneurial audio engineering. He's got a website. He's got business cards. He's already getting gigs. Abby is also looking at what her career is going to be sooner rather than later. I mean, they're not going to a four-year college where this is like a five-year-from-now decision. Like, they're launching their adult lives now. And in doing that, our kitchen is changing. Our kitchen is changing because Joey is no longer here and eating it all. And the three of us have different kinds of diets and are doing different things with our diets. So our whole kitchen is changing. Because of this, I'm going through all of our food. And also, I am creating more holiday experiences for our family because we all come back together at the holidays because we aren't all together year round. So I'm actually going through the 100-day program kitchen part because my kitchen is entering a new phase of life and I have to start over again with decluttering, organizing, and increasing productivity. Sorry about the dog, but you know, we're just best friends having a conversation. And if you were at my house having a conversation, Hunter would still be barking. So you're over here. It's fine, right? It's fine. The next thing is, so that is your house. Once you've gone through it one time, or you know, one full calendar year where you go through your house three times in the 100-day program, you're in maintenance. Maintenance means putting things back where you found them. That's what it means. Now, if you have not grown your discipline muscles enough to put things back where you found them at night, then maintenance is going to take you quite a bit of time at the end of the day. Also, if you have other people in your house that are either not organizationally inclined or they are not following your rules, or it's just not a skill that they've developed yet, maintenance is going to take some time putting everything back where it goes. I'm telling you, when you have children under 18 living in your house, it's not a battle, but it's just, it's a thing. It's a real thing. And having that time at the end of the day where you just walk through and clean everything up, I'll just be honest with you, I don't do it. I don't know why, but my daughter has more shoes than any of us, and she only wears them when she's outside. And as soon as she comes in, she takes them off anywhere in the house. Could be in my office, could be in my bedroom, could be in the family room, kitchen, living room, everywhere. If you walk in my house right now, I guarantee there are 7 pairs of shoes all over the house. Drives me crazy. I don't worry about it. It is what it is. I don't live in a museum. It's not perfect. If somebody comes over for a meeting or walks in my house and I've got Hunter's toys and Abby's shoes all over the house, well, I mean, it's a house. So I'm okay with it. I pick those up a couple of times a week. Also, you should know, I'm not great at the cleaning thing. I have somebody clean our house. I do laundry once a week, only for Greg and I. And I do dishes, no joke, about twice a week. Literally, I don't know why. Nobody else in this family will do dishes. nor will they even put them by the sink. So I at least every day will put them over by the sink, but I just don't feel like doing it, even though it would only take me 7 minutes. Maybe I'm lazy. I don't know. I walk away, I read a book. I don't worry about it. My house is not perfect. So let's talk about what does maintenance mean with your paper. So with your paper, we've got a couple of options. If you've gone through the whole system, you already have a Sunday basket, you've eliminated your filing cabinet, and you've ditched your filing cabinet and turned it into binders. So you have four binders, a medical binder, a financial binder, a household operations, a household reference binder. You might have a couple of IEP binders for your kids, and then you have your Sunday basket. And we're not going to talk about workboxes right now, but workboxes are something else. We're just going to talk about our house. So Sunday basket is where the to-dos, the ideas, the mail, the papers to fill out all go in the Sunday basket. Maintenance, I guess, for that is going through it on Sunday. So I would say I'm probably in the maintenance phase of my Sunday basket, and maintenance for me of the Sunday basket is 90 minutes. I know it's going to take me about 90 minutes to go through my Sunday basket on Sunday and do all of the weekly tasks that I have to do that makes our house run the way it does, including my homeschool tasks. A lot of my homeschool tasks end up in the Sunday basket unless I'm doing big planning. With the Sunday basket, I have some maintenance times associated with that, and what maintenance, organizing times associated with that, and what that means, like, is about every 6 weeks, and for sure right now, at the end of the May, at the end of this first season, going into summer, which is the next season, I do that deep dive that you heard a couple episodes back on the podcast about, where I did the podcast 3.0, and then I did eliminating some things off of my calendar. Those podcasts are when I really deep dive, do some more organizing, kind of like when I bought clothes and brought them into my master closet. I had to declutter, organize, increase productivity. I do that with the Sunday basket also. I find my house stays more organized and needs less maintenance than my Sunday basket. The reason being that once you invest a solid 365 days in getting your home organized, decluttering, organizing, increasing productivity, it pretty much stays organized, minus the husband and kids part, right? I mean, nobody's going to undo the storage room, and it's storage stuff, so it's going to stay there. The Sunday basket, once you get that up and running, it is really the oil in your car. It is the thing that needs to be changed out on a regular basis because it's what keeps everything else running smoothly. And you could just check it every single week. And then about every 6 weeks, for sure every 12, you've got a deep dive into that Sunday basket, get rid of some projects that are never going to get done, take care of some tasks that are not urgent, but they are important. Taxes, kids' school stuff, just your own personal goals, all of that needs to be gone through. And that takes a longer time, maybe 3 hours every month and a half or so. So that would be maintenance and organizing of your Sunday basket. The binders, that is up to you. Once your binders are created and you've eliminated your filing cabinet, which is a pretty arduous task, but once it's done, oh my gosh, it is heavenly. Once it is done, then maintenance for that is about every 6 or 12 weeks when I deep dive into the Sunday basket, what I will find in there is a file, a slash pocket that I have labeled to file, and in there are things that need to go in my binders that I just didn't take the time to put in my binder. So that's maybe half an hour. I'll take that paper over and I'll add those things into the binder. If it's like an insurance policy update, I'll get rid of the old one and put the new one in, that kind of thing. The other thing with increasing productivity with your binders that sometimes we don't do when we first do our binders, that'll become like a summer project, is to actually scan everything that's in those binders, especially those sheets we have you fill out. You can either, if you're in All Access, you can now download the digital editable copies of the binders and just type all of the information in. Or if you don't have that and you just have a binder here and there, when you write out all of that information, just take those papers and put them through your scanner and create a document. That is your increasing productivity piece for the binders on the computer. And then maintenance for the binders, I do it once a year. I go through each binder. I make every paper in there defend itself. Like, why are you allowed to stay? Why are you allowed to have space in my binder? And if it does not need to be in my binder anymore, then I will shred it and I will get rid of it. And I will update whatever needs to be updated. For me, I tend to love to do paper in the summer. I have no idea why, but the month of July is the month where I go through. I think it's because it's not the school year. It's definitely the month when I go through the kids' Warrior Mama binders, and I collect all of the notes and the documentation that I have from the last school year, prepare myself for the next school year, update anything medically that I need to in their binders. And once I'm in that mode, I usually just grab the rest of the binders and I do one per night and I do them on my bed, whatever. So that's when I tend to update mine. If you don't want to do them all at one time, then the most natural times to update them are as follows. Financial is easiest to update in February, March, or April. Whenever you do your taxes, go ahead and update that one. Household reference is great to update like Memorial or Labor Day weekend because you're usually doing yard work. You know how much mulch you spread. You know what the different paints that you bought are. I do a lot of painting in the summer, so I can update all of that kind of stuff in my household reference binder. I also like to do household operations in July, just like I do my kids' Warrior Mama binders in July, because that's kind of like how we run our house. It's preparing for the fall holidays and then reflecting on the spring ones. Like I did Easter this year for the first time. That was really fun. I'll put down what I did as a menu and stuff like that and things I want to add for next year. And is that all of them? Oh, medical. Medical I do with the household, with the Warrior Mama. Medical's for Greg and I. I do that when I do the Warrior Mama binders. So that's how I do maintenance with those binders, is just updating them. So I hope that is helpful for you on the difference between maintenance and decluttering, organizing, increasing productivity. I think often we think that when we get to maintenance, we're to this holy grail time when our house is really going to look like a magazine, which I hope you never got that impression from me. I told you I'm a functional organizer. It's never going to look like a magazine around here. It's never going to look perfect, but it is great. And it is organized and it is functional and it is homey and it is lived in. And I think also, well, my house is never perfect. Like if you were going to say to me, I am coming over and I'll be there in 30 minutes. In 30 minutes, I can empty my dishwasher, do my dishes, pick up my daughter's shoes, pick up my dog's toys, and vacuum the first floor of my house. So within 30 minutes, I can have the first floor of my house ready for pretty much any guest. And if you give me an hour, I can usually get the upstairs done as well. So that's what I consider maintenance, is that all the decluttering and organizing is already done, but the house is lived in. And if you give me an hour or so, I can get it ready for company. I would love it if you would please share this podcast with anyone you know. And if this is helping you, share it with them. Like maybe they wonder what maintenance is, or maybe they wonder how are they going to eliminate negativity like I talked about in the last podcast. Could you please take a screen capture of this podcast as you're listening to it, if you're listening to it on your phone, and tag me on Instagram or in Facebook and share it. And if you know how or can look it up, could you please rate and review the iTunes podcast for Organize 365? It really helps us grow in our ranking, reach more people so that they too can live an organized life at home and increase their productivity and have more time, just like you do, spending their time with their family and on their passion projects and not just behind their computer and doing their dishes. All right. Have a great week.